Dr. Drew over there, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Our new fax number is 310-8-something-something-something-something-something-something. Right?
Was 840-5108? Is that it?
There you go.
840-5108?
Drew, what? All right.
What was it?
I don't know.
Say it to me.
I'm yelling a bunch of random numbers into my head.
I can't hear you.
I can hear 840-4051.
Okay.
How many faxes have you seen from this show in the last 6 months?
6 months? Let's see. This is Thursday. None. Zero.
Right. All right. That's all right. It's like one of these things that it's the parsley by the side of the plate when you go to a diner. You don't need it there. You just...
know it's there.
Know it's there, and it makes you feel better. Are you hearing a humming in your
air?
Yes,
very definitely. A very high-pitched, lovely sound.
Anderson, is there something we can do about that? Jessica?
Uh-huh.
You're 22?
Yes.
What's up?
Actually, I just have a question. My husband, we've been together for 5 years, and he refuses to receive oral sex.
Refuses to receive?
I have nothing to do with it.
He just doesn't like it.
Well, he's never even tried it.
Well, you have a point. How he would know if he didn't like it if he's never tried it, but he's not inclined. He doesn't think he'd like it.
Jesus Christ.
I really don't know what it is.
He's never tried it with you, or he's never tried it with anyone?
He was a virgin when I met him.
Wait. Now, you haven't asked him?
I've asked him plenty of times.
And what does he say?
He just says no, and then the subject is dropped, because he told me not to push it.
And when you ask him why?
He just says no.
No, I'm the same way.
No reason. I'm getting no reason from him.
I can't stand it when a woman pushes to give me oral sex. It's like, hey, honey, what part of no don't you understand? Now back that head up away from my groin.
That's why I find it so weird. Well, every other guy I've ever heard of says yes.
Well, I can understand.
Maybe he's freaked out because you've heard yes too much and he was a virgin.
No, just from hearsay.
Some guys don't like it.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. What do you think? There's some.
Listen,
he got his Schwanz caught in some sort of clown, you know, instrument when he was growing up or something, and mouths are now off limits for him.
Well, what would be an appropriate clown instrument?
Clown
like
mouth,
a calliope or something?
Like a clown mouth, like a gum dispenser or something. A Pez caught him when he was 6 months old.
True. I urge you to think your thoughts out before you spit them out over the airways. Jessica?
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something about oral sex with guys. I'm a guy who doesn't get too many massages, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
I feel weird about it, paying somebody to work me over $90. It's something I wouldn't think to do. But you know what? If someone really wants to give me a massage, you goddamn right I'll hold still and let them do it. That's how guys who don't particularly like oral sex feel about oral sex. It may not be their bag. It may not be at the top of their list.
Mm-hmm.
But if their wife wants to give it to them, they sure as hell will hold still long enough for them to give it a whirl.
I agree with that.
So there's something.
No.
Yeah, I know.
Not even a chance.
Aha. That's what I'm saying. There's something wrong. Up with this guy in a major way. And what else?
I don't know. He's very clean. I think that might have something to do with it. He's very hygienic.
Interesting.
It might bother him that way.
What about
Hopefully.
Sex?
Sex, he's very happy to do that at any time.
Really?
Yes.
So he's perfectly willing to put his penis in your filthy, filthy vagina. But he has...
How dare you.
but he will not let you put it in your mouth.
No.
And is he circumcised or uncircumcised?
No, actually he's not.
He's uncircumcised.
Right.
Interesting. Aha. Hold on. All right, would you shut up? Jesus Christ.
That's why...
Maybe... she won't stop talking long enough. He's scared she's going to bite it off in mid-sentence. Some guys who are uncircumcised have had problems down there with cleanliness, odor, little difficulties. Could have been something that was set in when he was young. Could be very conscious of it, self-conscious of it.
Possibly.
Well, I asked.
Hey, so the only way we're going to get to the bottom of it is we talk to him. It's just she's not going anywhere with
this. Yeah, but he's working the third shift somewhere. Where is he?
He is at a bar with my brother.
At a bar?
Brother. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's uncircumcised.
Yes.
And maybe he has some issues about that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know he did when we first got together, but we've been together for 5 years.
What were those issues?
Just that he was embarrassed of it. He didn't want to tell me.
Aha. Uh-huh. I see, Drew. I know this wasn't your idea, so you're not hot for it, but it's starting to form here.
There's a trail, but it's still not coming to form for me.
All right, but listen, we got he's uncircumcised. We got that he was embarrassed by it and didn't want to tell her about it. It wouldn't be too big a jump to say that he may have been teased about it,
yeah,
maybe
something.
Had some odor problems,
yeah, yeah.
Maybe a little hygiene,
right.
And now he doesn't want it in her mouth.
All right, so how are we going to help her?
You guys take a bath together or something, get in a hot tub together.
If that's the issue, how about just that?
Jessica?
Uh-huh.
Do you guys have a, what do you guys have? Do you guys have a like a wash tub?
Yeah, we have a bath.
You have a bath.
Mm-hmm.
How about you two take a bath together? And you guys soap each other up, and then you offer to do it midway into the bath.
Mm.
And don't take no for an answer.
How do you do that?
Well, you just go relax, Tiger. I've done it to Drew 100 times. It's like, no. Okay, yeah, don't stop. That's it. I try that
won't
once.
Go for anything.
Okay, right. Well, then confront him and tell him it bothers you, and get to the bottom of it.
You need to know why. And you,
what's that?
You need to know why, and you deserve an explanation. And then you need to settle down about it if there's a substantial reason. Just relax. It's okay.
Well, yeah.
He doesn't want it anymore. Yeah, he doesn't
want it. I don't push it.
All right. And you've dodged a bullet here, haven't you?
And what's that? How?
Well, no. What I mean... All right.
Yeah. Stop.
All right, I'm done. Listen, a lot of women look at this as a chore that they prefer not to do. And what he's saying is you don't have to do it.
Letting off the hook.
Yeah. All right. Listen, if a woman said to me, I will not permit you to go down on me, it'd be the best day of my life. Thank you, Drew. Ashley?
Yeah?
You're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
I just want to say I've been listening for a while. I have a lot of respect for y'all's show.
Thank you,
Ashley. Very good.
What's going on?
I have a problem. It's like I want to have sex, like, every day, all the time. And my girlfriend, she's just not... I don't know, she's not real interested in having sex every day because she said I don't make it special anymore. But
it's like, you pulling her skirt up over her head is not special?
Is she 18? Is she 18 also?
Well, I mean, she's always wanting to make love and...
Is she 18 also?
No, she's 16.
16.
Yeah. All right.
And I just want to know, me wanting to have sex, like, every single day.
Yeah, let's take the scorecard out here, Adam. Lesbian, sexually compulsive, adds up to...
Who's what? Ashley, the chick.
Is it?
No. Yeah, I'm a girl.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, brother.
That's
sister.
Right.
I didn't know. I wasn't paying attention.
All the time.
No kidding.
Well, you know what? I had a couple of beers with dinner, but
no, you did not. Like
you.
5 hours ago, I'd know if you had beers.
No, I did. I had a couple of beers with
recently.
Dinner. Recently.
I mean, like a couple
with
hours ago.
Dinner, jackass.
And I didn't know. I can't believe that.
Well, because I had like a tub of coffee and I ate like 40 pounds of veal, too.
You had that with that box of Altoids was empty. You poured that thing in your mouth.
What are you talking about? I didn't have a box of Altoids.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you? How dare you? Ashley?
Yes?
I'm sorry. It's just I'm a little old-fashioned, and when people talk about their girlfriend, I forget that this could be a girl talking.
Oh, okay.
And with the southern accent, I was a little thrown off.
I got southern accent, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, boy, howdy.
Y'all.
Okay, so why don't you just play her game if you want more contact with her?
Wait, but Ashley...
I've tried that.
But Ashley's scorecard says the sexually abused. It says it right here.
Ashley's sexually abused or her partner is?
Ashley.
Ashley, were you sexually abused?
Once.
See?
Once?
But it wasn't... I didn't go... It wasn't an intercourse. It was just...
Was it
a thing on my uncle, you know what I'm saying? He was just, he just whipped it out, showed me everything about it, you know, and I don't know, it was real.
That was it for men.
But.
How old were you?
I was 12.
Mm-hmm. And he whipped it out and gave you a.
Jacked off, and he wanted to touch me all over, and he wanted me to give him oral sex and all that crap, but.
What a dynamite individual. And
uncle?
This is,
uncle?
This
yeah.
is yeah. This is your mother's brother.
He's in a mental hospital now, though.
Oh, good.
Is this your father or mother's brother?
My mother's side, and my mother.
Uh-oh.
She is man. She's psycho too.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Go.
All right. Okay.
Good.
Well, the good news is you're not having any kids anytime soon, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Okay. So, is what kind of shape is your girlfriend in? Has she been exposed to some uncles?
No, she hasn't. She's real clean. She's real nice. Her family is just like the perfect family, the Partridge family.
Mm. I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have an Uncle Lou, too. But be that as it may, Ashley, you're sexually compulsive. You were sexually abused. That tends to wire in a need for sexuality and a tendency to sexualize all feelings. And you're sort of acting that out constantly. It's, sort of, it's an abnormal drive. It's just we like it. Adam and I were talking the other day, and it's kind of like the human brain reacts to excessive sexual sort of input at a young age the way it would to excessive aggression or violence. That person starts pulling away and, you know, becoming potentially sort of anxious and even striking out themselves. Same thing with sex. They start sort of compulsively acting in a sexual manner.
Okay, so the answer is get some help, get some counseling about what happened to you with your uncle, with your entire family. And then if you want your girlfriend to put out more and she says you're not making it special enough, then make it special.
Right, and cool down a little bit.
All right, there's a balance to be struck in there. Robbie? Robbie?
It's Bobby.
Oh, Bobby. All right, you're 20. What's up?
So this is my problem. I need to know if I have penis fracture?
Yes, you do.
Do I?
Most definitely.
Your charity, explain.
Well, I'm playing a hunch here. I'm going with you.
This is what happened. I'm a sex fiend. I have sex every day. This is about 2 years ago. Basically, it's just like the basic instinct scene where she's on.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Robert, we're getting some spooky callers tonight.
I know, and I don't know if it's just me or is it like Quaalude night or is it Weirdo night?
Weirdo night. No, I don't want to speak ill of our callers, but
no, I do. Is it like he sucked on some ether before he called in or something?
Something.
He's giving you the creeps.
Yeah.
The hair on the back of your neck is standing
up. Ashley gave me a similar creep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I would have been creeped out by Ashley except for I thought it was a dude.
Yeah,
for
you weren't listening.
20 minutes. I was listening with one ear. Come on, I sit here every night. Do you expect me to listen to every goddamn call that comes in?
Yeah.
All right, Robbie.
Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby. I mean, it says Robbie on the screen. That's why it's going to be a long night. Tell us what your problem is.
Well, it's not straight anymore. It's going off to the left.
Oh, really? What happened?
Yeah. Well, it just sounded like, you know how your cartilage pops? Like
Those?
That's what it sounded like. Like a book real, and then the next day, it was sore, a lot more sore than it usually is when you're getting that. For a very long time.
Well, you can tear it. Not usually a fracture, but you can cause
but
tears.
But now it's growing that way? I mean, it's pointing that way?
Exactly.
It's like you backed in your mailbox or something and just tipped it over?
Right, exactly. And I read about this in Maxim magazine about 5 months ago. And freaked me out because they said, like, if you don't get that taken care of, it can get worse.
All right. Well, why don't you go and see a urologist and take care of it?
I agree with that.
A neurologist?
Urologist.
Urologist.
Okay. Sometimes they have to open up and sew up the broken part.
You can
part.
Remember it by thinking it's urologist. all right there, Bobby?
And yeah, I think okay. He's not a bombologist. He's not interested.
It's one of those nights because it's one of those nights where useless information takes a real long time to get to where you go, I read it in Maxim magazine about 5 months ago. Like, it's like, it has no bearing on the question, but yet it takes a very long time to get to. All right, we're going to start powering here, right, Drew?
Right, I'm ready.
There's nothing we can do about your penis over the phone, Bobby. You must talk to a specialist.
And it might have been a tear. I agree.
And hurry. Jason?
Yeah.
You're 28.
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, yeah. My wife says that my sister's got the hots for me. She's actually my half-sister, but I consider her, you know, family nonetheless. And, you know, just like my brother's my half-brother, and I love them both. And we're all pretty tight and everything. Well, me and my sister share a father, but he's dead, so, you know.
Well, that doesn't count then, Adam, right?
Well, we're kind of bonded because of that. You know, he committed suicide and all this stuff, so... Anyway, I was out of a job, and I got a job at the strip club, and that's where my sister worked. And I went there to be a bar back.
While your sister danced there?
No, she was a waitress. And
your half sister?
My half sister, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I met this barmaid there, and we started dating and all this, and now we're married. But all of a sudden, she
hold on a second. Am I right about Ether Night?
Here we are again.
Like, everyone's like, I met a girl. I picture him, like, with a tank next to him, like, on a blue velvet, like, taking a suck off it between
them. I'm Jason, I'm 11.
All right. All right, buddy. All right, let's keep rolling. So,
all right, then. Well, anyway, her and my sister used to be pretty good friends, you know, not best friends, but, you know, got along, had a good rapport and everything, but, now, all of a sudden, she says my sister just got the hots for me. She wants to sleep with me. And I get all kinds of grief if I talk to my sister at all.
Why?
Or anybody in my family, for that matter.
Why?
Well, she said that she made a remark to her that was out of line in the bar.
That your sister did?
Yeah.
So why would the rest of your family give you grief if you talk to your sister?
Not the
His
rest of
his wife gives
does.
Him grief.
She gives me grief.
Your wife?
Yeah.
If you talk to anyone else in your family?
In particular, my sister, but yeah, anybody else too. You know, she kind of...
What exactly did your sister say to your wife? Exactly.
They were joking about...
Exactly.
Okay, exactly. This is exactly what it was. My wife made the comment before how she doesn't like big penises. Okay? And, well, she says I have a big penis, and I guess it took her a little while to get used to it or something. And I don't know how they got on that subject, but I guess her and my sister had a little talk about it or something. I wasn't there. I don't know what was said. But all of a sudden... Now my sister wants to do me, apparently.
What exactly? What exactly did your sister say?
True. Can I go take a leak?
We don't know.
I don't know exactly what she said.
All right, so there's no idea what went on there.
Go ahead and volunteer that, like this time yesterday when you started the story. All right, listen, Jason.
Yeah.
Okay.
His wife's probably a pain in the ass.
Yeah, your wife's a pain in the ass. Your sister's a piece of work. There's no doubt about that. But so's your wife. Now, who's wearing the pants in this family?
Well, pretty much me.
All right.
I mean, I
well,
do.
Pull
them,
up.
But there's consequences, you know.
Listen. You telling your wife that you're going to have communications with your family, is not what you call a tall order.
Well, listen. Here's the kicker, okay? My wife, she's been a barmaid for like 16 years or so. She doesn't do that now. I told her that it would be best for us to quit that bar. And for her to get a normal job, you know, like the rest of the people in the world should have. And she agreed to that. She did that. She's doing that now. And, you know, that's...
Where's the kicker?
That's good. But the kicker is this. She has been a...
Drew, I'm going number two now. Can you hold down the fort?
Listen.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on.
I got to tell
Wait a minute.
They tell me not to abuse the callers on this show, but I have just about enough audio. I can't take this ether quaalude dragging on. Jesus Christ. It's like Burl Ives is calling in on a goddamn quaalude and a fifth of scotch waxing on about something that went on during the 1840s. Hey, we were gold rushers. My mule's name was just get to the goddamn kicker. Kick.
All right.
Kick, you mule.
She used to be a call girl. My wife did.
All right, there we go.
Now, and she used to do like parties.
Jason,
all bets are off.
Your wife is paranoid.
Now she used to.
Listen to me.
She has done this type of thing with her sister.
All right,
Jason. Okay. She's paranoid. Listen, she has a personality disorder. Probably, she's paranoid. You've got someone who distorts things. Who has a very severe. Chaotic and abusive history. This is not about your sister. It's about your wife. You need to go to your sister and say, hey, did you say something to my wife about me or my penis? Find out exactly what was said.
No. Do you even want
to
do it?
Or not even, but just to start setting limits with your wife. Her behavior is completely out of line, and it's consistent with the history. Now you're finally giving us about your wife.
All right. And listen, if you two have kids, I'm going to sue you on behalf of the United States. Do you hear me?
She can't have children.
U.S. government versus Jason.
Yes.
She's got two kids and she can't
have children. Where are they?
Huh?
Where are they?
They both live here with us.
All right. Listen, is one of them a boy?
It sure is.
Okay. You keep him out of prison.
Hey, that's not easy.
I know it isn't.
He's in jail right now.
What's that?
He's in and out of jail as it is right now.
Shocking.
17-year-old.
Shocking.
Oh, my God.
Okay, listen, Jason. No kids, no more kids, and you contain her. Don't take her request as if they were the request of a sane person. You understand?
Right.
All right. Now, come on. Pull those pants up and lay down the law. Jesus Christ. It's a sad, bizarre, twisted night we've gotten into. Come on, I want to talk to some 15-year-old that wants to work up the courage to ask some girl out on a date. Where's he? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to explain to some 14-year-old girl what it's like to kiss. You know, I want one of those calls.
All right.
Who is that going to be?
Delightful.
Nicole? Boyfriend keeps pushing the idea of having a threesome. Drew, seriously, let's take some hemlock during the break and off ourselves. Let's see, Joe. Joe's 22. He's never had a girlfriend and wants to get some advice on how to get one. Let me just check Joe's voice, make sure he hasn't been sucking off the nitrous tank. Joe?
Hello.
How are you, Joe?
I'm okay. How's it going?
Okay. Not exactly what I'm looking for, but a step up from what we've had. We're moving in the right direction. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Back in a minute.
Dick! I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Welcome to Drunken Hillbilly Night here on Loveline. A lot of guys calling in. Slow Talking Jones. All right. We're going to get back on the phones. You know, I didn't want to talk to Joe.
You don't,
he was too close to the last 15 callers we had.
Right.
I want some 16-year-old chick who's like hopped up on a copier toner.
Here's Tara. She's 16.
Tara?
Yeah.
What's up, baby?
Hey, okay. Well, I've been seeing this girl, and she took me to this party like a week ago, and we all got drunk and everything, and I ended up sleeping with this guy I barely even knew. I knew him for like a week. Anyways, I have reason to believe that I'm pregnant, and I'm scared to tell my girlfriend because we've been off and on for a year now, and I'm scared she's going to leave me.
Why do you believe you're pregnant?
Well, I've been just been nausea, bad headaches, and my period should be coming in a week, but I'm not sure.
So let's prove you're pregnant before you go dropping that bomb on someone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you haven't even missed your period yet.
True, yeah.
What's up? You go to a party with your girlfriend, you hook up with a guy?
I was totally drunk. I didn't know what I was doing.
Do you have other problems with alcohol?
No.
Well, where'd you have sex?
In a hotel room.
And where was your girlfriend?
She was in the living room. I think she was hanging out with some friends or either passed out or something. I'm not sure.
In the same hotel room?
Yes. Well, it was a two-bedroom one, so.
Oh, that explains
sweet.
That.
So you went to a party at a hotel suite?
Yeah.
I see.
How could she not?
She said hotel room. Yeah, I assume she left the party and went to a hotel with the guy.
How could she not have known the girlfriend?
Say that again?
How could your girlfriend not have known that you were getting boinked in the next room?
Boinked. Well, I don't know. She was drunk herself, so I don't know.
Listen, I've been drunk. I'm drunk now, actually.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And if Drew was fisting me, I would know within the first 15, 20 minutes. Is that true, Drew?
Looking back, you would know.
That's right. Upon reflection. Hey, Tara?
Yeah?
All right. Can you get a pregnancy test if it's before 2 weeks?
No. I don't think so.
Don't they have tests? What's that?
How long do you have to wait?
2 weeks.
It's usually 2 weeks, but I don't know if they have tests now that are a little quicker.
It's a little quicker, but when did this happen?
Like a week ago.
Yeah. You wouldn't be sick already. Please. It's a week ago. If you're having symptoms, I'm more concerned that he passed a disease to you or something.
Well, I don't know you.
Okay. Okay, listen. Where do you wear with your girlfriend?
Were you raped?
No. Well, he was drunk too, so I don't know if you consider it rape. He was 19.
Okay, so you're not going to tell your girlfriend unless you're pregnant.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
What's up with your super chaotic life?
What do you mean?
Well, why all the acting out?
Well, I've been through a lot. I was molested when I was 13, and I've just been going through a lot of crap lately.
Okay.
I was just like, I went to the party and I got drunk. I just wanted to get over, you know, just wanted to get away from everything. You know?
Well,
yeah.
It's sure, you feel better now, right?
No.
Oh. Yeah, imagine that.
All right, now, Here's all I want you to do. This is if you could get this out of this phone call, it would really be the most important day of your young life. You ready?
Yeah.
You had a bunch of stuff happen to you when you were younger, molestation, that kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. You went to a party. You drowned your sorrows in alcohol. You had some drunken slob get on top of you and have sex with you without protection. And you now feel worse for it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You're scared you may be pregnant. You have to confront your girlfriend. You feel like ass. Now, remember this feeling.
Mm-hmm.
The next time you go to a party, get loaded, and some guy wants to crawl on top of you. It's not an answer to your problems, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you could do that and not do this again?
Yes.
Because this would all be worth it if you didn't do it again.
It won't happen again.
You're never drinking again.
Never.
Well, let's hold on.
I wouldn't say never, but...
Yeah, she's 16. She's got to booze it up a little. No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, this bad experience that you now have behind you will be worth nothing if you do it again.
Well,
but if you don't do it again, it'll be a very important experience.
But isn't it evidence of the fact that that part of our brain just functions so totally differently? Because what people do when they have something like this happen is they go out and do the same thing more.
But Drew, I'm trying to help the girl.
I understand
that. You're damning her.
No, I'm not. I'm just describing what humans actually do, which is a young lady like this who's been in sort of a traumatic sexual experience.
Tara, are you a human?
Huh?
Are you human?
Yes.
All right.
Now first one tonight, in fact.
She's screwed then.
Yeah.
And just said what humans do. Leave her alone.
They go out and they act it out more. But that's what's bizarre because they can't learn. You'd think, oh, God, this was an awful experience. I learned from that.
I know.
Instead, it's, I don't know why I keep doing it more.
I understand that, but... Some can.
She should be able to learn.
There you go. Nice recovery. Annie?
Hi.
You're 16.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'd just like to say that I love you guys. And Adam, I wouldn't listen to the show if you weren't on it. And I hope Stryker never takes over for you because I will not listen to the show anymore.
Well, thanks, Annie.
Thanks.
I'm sorry.
Stryker just killed himself on the way home.
And thanks for the words of kind support for me.
I want you guys to just give me a chance because my... question wasn't really real, but she wouldn't take my call.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I wanted to know what was the most effective and quickest way to flush marijuana out of your system?
Not smoking pot. There really is no way because
really?
We now know how to test for adulterating agents. If you do anything to your urine, we'll know it.
Well, yeah, but there's a difference between adulterating agents and confirmation of marijuana.
Adulterating agent is considered positive.
Why else? I mean, the law doesn't work that way.
But the review, whoever's doing the testing, that's the way it works. Because that's why the hell else would you have adulterating agents in your urine?
Well, there's a lot of things that work that way in the court systems, but that's not an argument.
It may not hold up legally, but in the employment situations and whatnot, medical review officers.
You just straight white vinegar.
Ain't going to be a good thing.
Okay.
Oh. Well, I've just been drinking, like, a lot of water.
Yeah, cranberry juice, a lot of fluid. How long have you been smoking pot for?
Since I was, like, 13.
What are you testing for?
Marijuana.
Why?
Yeah, I know, but where are you going?
Oh, to the court.
Oh.
Why?
Because my dad's going to take me there.
What for?
He thinks I'm smoking marijuana.
Oh. He takes you to the court?
Yeah, because they can do it for $15, I guess.
Yeah.
And he's just going to take me there.
Your dad thinks you're smoking pot?
Why don't you get some help with the pot?
That
is such a severely addictive drug for some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you may be one of them.
You are one of them.
Well, do you think that there's any way if I just drink a lot of water since I've been smoking a lot lately, like a lot?
If you drink a lot of water, you've been smoking a lot, it'll take about 3 to 7 days to come out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much.
All right.
Yeah, all right, Annie.
All right.
Hey, Annie.
Yeah?
Listen, why don't you think about quitting the weed, though? Seems like you got 3 years under your belt. You're 16.
Yeah. It's not affecting me at all, though.
Annie, it yes, it is.
Well, listen, you're a girl. You don't need all your brain.
There's overwhelming evidence that for 15-year-olds and 16-year-olds particularly, there is some damage, or at least some shrinkage of the right frontal lobe.
Uh-huh. I think that's happened.
That's the part of the brain you use to develop emotionally.
Oh.
And so if you were, having trouble sort of coping, that's why.
Oh, okay.
No, but why don't you quit just because you can't quit? That's a good reason to quit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, then she won't quit.
I've quit before that.
Yeah, quitting doesn't mean stopping and then starting and stopping and starting. Quitting is quitting.
Right. One week. That's what that means, right?
Right, of course.
All right, Annie. Well, thank you for your help.
All right. All right, Patty. You just marry a rich guy. Don't worry about
it. All right.
Yeah.
I'll try that.
Yeah, you're not going to vent anything, are you?
No, I don't think so.
No. Where are you going? You going to college?
Yeah, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go to Humboldt.
All right.
All right. Good times.
You too. Bye.
All right. I don't know. What do you think about women? What do you think about a 13-year-old girl smoking weed?
As opposed to a male?
Yeah, here's my theory. I'm just formulating this on the spot, but I know a lot of guys that are into weed, and I know some girls that are into it, but many more guys. It takes hold. It's more powerful.
It takes hold more, and it you know, they consider, what was her name, Annie?
Yeah.
Compared to some of the heshers we talked to. It's not as profound an effect, seemingly. And I will tell
that's
you.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'll tell you, the literature.
Bounce off them a little
the
easier.
Literature I've seen has been on males.
Well, because when a guy is 13 and he's been smoking like a Rastafarian for 3 years, he turns into Spicoli.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
She did not seem like Spicolette. Okay?
Just for further evidence of more brain reserve, brain power in women.
Right. Or them not using their brain for other things.
In the first place.
Having reserves to ward off the marijuana.
I see.
Whereas the guys are burning their brains out on other things.
I see.
Fantasizing when they masturbate, trying to cheat on tests, football plays at school, that sort of thing. Women have that large untapped. It's a national park up there.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All that brain matter not being used, set aside by the government.
Beautiful.
Carlos?
Hey.
Hey, you're 19. What's up?
What's up? Well, I was wondering exactly what it is that...
Here we go.
What is it that makes people think that people choose to be gay?
What is it that makes people think that? Because it's the same thing that makes people think that alcoholics should be able to stop drinking if they wanted to. Is people that don't have these conditions think them to be something of will or volition or choice, and these are not choices, because none of these things would people choose. They're painful to have to deal with.
Oh yeah,
it doesn't make sense for anybody to choose to be that way.
No, people don't choose that. They are that. That's what they're rendered. They are that.
Yeah, these are you know. Usually, when you want to pass judgment, you think that way because it makes it easier for you to pass judgment. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
To come down on
to make
person.
Them make their responsibility
to
be that way.
If you said God made them that way, then you can't really tear them away. You
can't blame them. And, you know, I'm thinking about homosexual choices with women. There is sort of a choice there.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
I don't know anything about that, though.
Yeah, this kind of... Well, are you gay?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. And so, and
I'm very comfortable with my sexual being. It's something that I've known about for a very long time.
You're lucky.
How are your parents with it?
How are my parents with it? Well... When my dad found out, I found out from my cousin because he found out that he knew from a letter that he had found to one of my exes that he wasn't very happy, but he didn't hide. He hid his emotions from me because he didn't want to. He cared enough about me to not want to alter the way things were going with me because he knows how.
Are you sure he hid his emotions? Or you sure he hid his emotions, or maybe he was just okay with it?
Yeah, I mean, why?
Maybe you
why,
want him to have hidden your emotions, well, yeah, and he really didn't.
Why don't you give him more credit?
Why don't I give him more credit?
Yeah, well, you know, it's like, well, a black guy saying the white guy hid his racist comments and emotions. Maybe the guy's not a racist.
Well, see, the thing is, I have a half-sister, and she's a lesbian, so he's been through it before.
That's not an answer. You want him to be pissed off for some reason.
Do I want him to be pissed off?
Well, quit repeating my questions.
All right, hold on a second, Carlos. This is our favorite game. Someone calls in, makes a comment, and we go on the warpath. But think about this for a second. Your question was, why do people think that people have a choice in being gay? Right? That was your initial question.
Right.
Yeah.
Which says to me that you have some issues about people and those who aren't and those who pass judgment.
Yeah, you're angry. Which well, that's what you should be.
Right. And then we talk about your father, and your father appears, according to you, to be okay with it, although he's really not somehow. But maybe he is okay with it. You have a lesbian sister.
He's dealt with it, and he's okay.
He's dealt with that. Here's what I'm saying. Why can't you be okay?
With your dad being okay.
Because and I got from my cousin.
And most of society being okay with you being gay.
Most of society?
Most of society.
All right.
I want to give this message out to all the people out there, whether you're gay or you have a certain religion or a certain ethnicity.
Or a certain color hair.
Or a certain color hair.
However, fat people are excluded from this one.
Thank you. Who think that everybody is bigoted or racist or homophobe or has a religious phobia. Here it is. I don't want to burst all your bubbles because I know everyone loves to complain and think they're victims. 97% of society could give a rat's ass what color you are, what religion you are, or who's Johnson you blow on the weekend.
People don't care.
That's at least 90%. At least. There's 10% or 8% that ruin it for the 90 that everyone likes to glom onto, that they like that makes the headlines. But the other 92% really don't care. Just don't care.
Just enjoy.
That's what I'm saying.
I found out who my real friends were the day that I...
Oh, listen. Nobody cares you're gay. You're real friends.
Real friends.
Listen, 90% of everyone you know could care less that you're gay.
How do you know that, though?
I know. How do I know? Because I'm a genius, that's why. And I live in the world, and I keep my eyes open.
But because it's got to be very meaningful to you, the ones that did care, and the ones that haven't been a part of your life. That's got to be very, very painful.
My
but
my family, I love them.
No, but the ones that didn't come along must be very painful to have lost. And I think, but the point that I was trying to make is that it's true. I mean, people generally don't care. I think our president taught us that lesson so vividly.
He
goes out and he has sex with a woman. He screws over his family. It's whatever.
Why focus on that 10% or less, in my estimation, that does care you're gay? Focus on the 90 that doesn't care and enjoy. Thank you very much, Drew. We'll take ourselves a break. When we come back, we'll speak to David. He might get a job as a bartender at a strip
Maybe
club.
Maybe give him a little trial.
I'll give him a little... I'll tell him what he's in for as the strip club DJ.
Yeah, you could test him.
Good times.
You know what I'm saying out there?
Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back on Loveline.
Beep, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE. 191. Big Thursday night. I don't know what that meant.
Yeah.
I was trying to breathe some life into the show. David?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes, sir.
All right. So you may get a job as a bartender at a strip club?
Correct. I've been a bartender for about a year at a local restaurant.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Well, hey, I should have said I was from Irving. I work right across the street from where the policeman was shot. Fun, huh?
By the fugitives?
Yeah, by the Texas 7.
Wow.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Good times.
Anyway. Met a bartender there for a while, and things haven't been going very well at work. A lot of personnel changes, and I was just fed up with it. A guy comes in quite often, offered me a job. It's pretty much set up. I went and talked to him and everything. But recently, things been kind of turning sour with the girl I've been dating for about 8 months. I don't really want to...
What's the question, David? What's the question?
Oh, I'm sorry. Breathe life into it.
I think everyone's just reading an entry from their diary tonight.
I don't want to substitute my girlfriend with maybe a stripper. I don't want, not to demean anyone, I don't want to kind of...
Well, then don't date the strippers.
Right. I don't want to be a stripper at all. And
don't.
I'm worried that...
Just by going to become...
a substitute for it.
Is your girlfriend going to let you work at the strip club?
Oh, yeah. She's totally cool with it.
Well, I'm confused. You've broken up with your girlfriend?
No.
I'm thinking about it, yeah.
I see. Because of the strip club job?
No, not at all.
But you're already thinking about it. And then you're afraid as a response to that loss, you'll just grab somebody at the strip bar.
Well, no. I'm worried that, like, just the act of being there, watching it...
You'll grab somebody.
Right. Yeah. Well, I've been in an emotional... very deep emotional relationships for a long time, and for God's sake, I'm 20 years old, a college student. The last thing I need right now is a serious relationship, I think.
All right. Well, listen, sounds like you're done with the one you're in.
Yeah, that's the important thing.
Yeah.
You go drown your sorrows in silicone and pasties and $18 bottles of mini champagne.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what goes on at those places. Hey, and listen, David.
Yes.
When you get the job at the gig, Drew and I were talking about this while we were urinating in unison.
Together, yes.
Which we often do, because I have what's known as a sympathetic bladder. When Drew has to pee, when Drew's bladder feels pain, so does mine.
You
My
do?
Bladder is like your mother's bladder. No, it's like your bladder's mother. When you have to pee, you know they say, a mother can feel the child's pain.
Right. Yep, or like a twin or a rabbit.
Rabbit.
Rabbits apparently can. The Navy used to keep rabbits in a cage, and then they take the baby rabbits and put them on another boat. And if something would happen to the baby rabbits, the mother would freak out.
Really?
Isn't that wild? Yeah.
Are you sure?
That's what I was told in a psychology class.
Yeah, they were just pulling your chain.
Maybe.
All right, so the point is, what was the point? Oh, yes, yes. Go to the strip club, enjoy yourself, and yell at the DJ to shut the F up every once in a while, and let us just focus, please. Tanya?
Yes.
You're 24.
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, I've been with my husband for 8.5 years. Mm-hmm. We have 4 kids. Mm. I've been monogamous, and so has he. And I've only been satisfied twice in 8.5 years.
That's not bad. That's once every 4.25 years.
What does satisfied mean exactly?
Since both times within 3.5 years.
What does satisfied mean exactly?
Orgasm.
Can you do that by yourself?
No, those are the 2 times that I'm speaking of are the only 2 times he's been able to give me orgasm.
Who else has been able to do that?
Myself.
Is that what I just asked?
Yeah, I've lost total interest in the college. But I ate dinner with a guy tonight who's had 5 orgasms the last time he went to a strip club without touching his junk.
What?
5.
What?
That's so right.
Who touched it?
What's that?
What's Jimmy been doing lately?
No, it's not Jimmy. No, Cinco de Panzo, we call it. 5 orgasms this guy had in a strip club without touching
his junk. Somebody was touching it.
Well, he was getting a lap dance, but just, you know, your standard lap dance.
Were you impressed?
5, yeah, I was impressed. I pulled a calf muscle just hearing about it. Hey, Tanya?
Yeah.
All right, so you can take care of yourself?
Yes, I don't have any problem.
All right, what's up with your husband? No oral sex for you?
Yeah, and that's the way the 2 times occurred. The problem is...
Do you fake it the other times?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got a lot of faking, right?
Oh, yeah.
How many times a week do you guys have sex?
Well, we work opposite shifts right now, so...
How many times a week do you guys have sex?
2 to 3.
2 to 3 times a week, and this is a low point.
Right.
I mean, over the course of your 8 years, it may have been 3 or 4 times a week, right?
Right. My question is...
Hold on a second. Let me do some math here. So it seems to be you've had sex like 15 times a month?
Roughly.
Right.
Something like that. So like 160 times a year, right?
That's about 1,000 times.
Times 8. So you've faked it like 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Wow, bad times. You must be getting good at faking it.
Well, I don't understand how he cannot tell.
All right, but you know what? You're angry at him, aren't you?
Yes, very.
Isn't it funny? I mean, not funny, ha-ha, but funny, sad, funny, peculiar, that whenever we talk to a woman who has been faking it for a while, she's angry at her husband because she feels like he has forced her, manipulated her to do this, and she's probably mad at herself a little bit,
too. Or that he should magically know.
And that he should know.
Totally, yeah.
He should know. So, listen, this is not going to get any better. You need to have a conversation with him.
Or stop faking.
Yeah, just stop faking.
Well,
Yeah, all right.
I have.
And now what's happening?
For quite some time, and he doesn't seem to notice.
What else are you? Are you just angry at him in general for not paying attention, not noticing, checking out?
Pretty much. And then there's also the added fact that as soon as he's taken care of, it's, you know, that's it.
Bedtime.
You know, it's a 10-minute thing when the kids are locked out and, you know, in the middle of the day and then at night when we are actually alone and the kids are all in bed and there's nothing, no sparks, no, I'm tired, I don't feel good. And
all right.
Excuse after excuse and I'm tired of being put off about it. And,
you married a guy, right?
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
You marry a gay guy next time or Drew or both. Listen.
So what I need
talk to him. Talk to him. Yank his chain a little. Pull him back. He needs
what
to be,
am I supposed to say? How do you approach that? Though?
Well, okay, here's the deal.
Because I don't want to hurt him.
Okay, listen. What do you mean you don't want to hurt him? You like to cut his nuts off.
Pretty much.
And shoot it at him out of a pitching machine.
Tennis ball.
It's like a swing at it with a wiffle bat. Listen, Tanya, you're angry at the guy. You might as well just talk to him. And you get more angry as when you don't talk to him. And this guy doesn't know what's going on. He's a guy. He's on autopilot. He's thinking about work and the Ravens, for Christ's sake. So you got to do it. Just talk to him. Just tell him. Tell him you want to be more intimate. Tell him what you need. He'll do it. Give him the chance.
I've been trying to get him.
Oh, you have not. Sit down and talk to him. Tell him what you need. And stop being offended that he's not figuring it out on his own, because he won't.
But I think ultimately she's pissed off because he's not available emotionally. He's not paying attention. He's not connected. He's not being intimate. And that's,
I agree,
that's a hard thing to get a guy to do.
No, and guys will...
This is when women cheat, right about here.
Guys will take the path of least resistance.
Yes.
You let him go. You fake your orgasm. You give him a little quickie and out. He's back watching TV. Guy will go down that route.
But wouldn't you say Tanya's on the verge of a cheat?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes. All right. We will take a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Tina, 21, fiancé's obsessed with sex. His penis is too big for her. Oh, man. After this. Yeah. Can't go wrong with that riff. I love that Offspring.
Yeah, I do too.
It's probably the greatest riffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all you need. Right, when I start a band, I'm going to cover that one. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's get to Tina, who's 21. Tina?
Hello?
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 Hi.
Hi, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
You know the person who keeps saying hello after you say hello?
Oh, okay.
What's up, baby?
Well, me and my fiance have been together for about a year, and our sex life is not that good.
Mm-hmm.
And we've tried everything, and I don't know what to do anymore.
You what? You don't know what to do anymore? What's the problem?
Yeah. Well, he's very large. And we've tried everything, and it still hurts, and he likes to do it, like, 1-3 times a day.
I see. So you're basically being raped with that can of corn 2-3 times a day.
Well, it's not that bad, but it's pretty bad.
Yeah, well, listen, having sex with a guy with almost no penis is going to get uncomfortable 3 times a day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Tina?
Yeah.
So,
is there anything that I can use easier or help with it?
Were you a virgin before him?
No.
And was sex satisfying with someone else?
Yeah, but it's very satisfying with him once we get into it.
Adam, help me.
Now, that's code for he's probably listening. You see what I'm saying?
No, it's very satisfying with him.
All right,
but
well,
it's like the initial, it hurts. And sometimes he rips me.
Oh, boy.
But once we get into it, and, you know.
So besides the actual tearing of the vagina, it's satisfying?
Yeah, once we get into it more.
I see. Besides the episiotomy that he performs on you via his penis, it's enjoyable?
Three times a day?
Well, I don't give it to him 3 times a day. He wants it 3 times a day.
All right. How often do you give it to him?
I try like 4 times a week or less.
I see. Okay, so he wants it that much, but you limit him.
Yeah.
You govern his penis.
Yes.
Okay, and are you relaxed?
Uh-huh.
What I mean is, are you tensed up, sort of anticipating this pain?
Sometimes.
That'll make it worse.
That'll exacerbate things.
Yeah.
Do you use lubrication?
We've tried numerous ones, but I'm very sensitive, and they all burn.
Even just water-soluble stuff?
Yeah. Okay. Water-soluble stuff is not as bad as the other stuff that has the semen side, I guess.
Spermicide? Semen side.
And
Semen side was the name of a detective series.
Well,
from the
70s.
Got a wheelchair?
Gay rode around in a wheelchair. Heavy set guy. Yes.
Never saw it.
All right. hey, Tina.
Side, that's it.
There you go, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think you're going to have to find a lubrication that works for you, because that seems like something you're going to need.
Yeah.
You think you could find, like, you know, what about going to, like, the health food store and getting some sort of one that's made of, you know, nothing but you know, organic material or something.
They have those kinds?
I don't know. I think I made that one up. Nature's grease. I don't know. Write that down, Drew.
Nature's lube?
Nature's lube. Yeah, it's like being effed by Mother Nature. We can make a million on the internet. Ask some of your friends. Go to one of these like health food stores, or go to one of these holistic stores or something, and ask them for the gentlest, most mild lubricant that they have, and try that out.
I'm also concerned that you may have an infection there already that's causing some of the irritation. And you know, if your vagina is so irritated that it burns when you put water in it, basically. Mm-hmm. That's suspicious that something else might be going on. Do you have pelvic exams regularly?
Yes.
All right.
And do you have a small vagina?
It's tilted back.
Maybe you're just standing with bad posture.
No, it's the uterus that's tilted.
Oh, I see.
And that hurts more.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So you have a big penis. You have some tension in the vagina. You have the lack of a suitable lubricant, and a guy with a large Johnson, and that spells trouble.
Yeah.
Right?
With a capital J.
All right. Hey, Tina.
Yes?
You're going to have to work with this. There's no easy fix here. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Why is everything like a couple of beats off?
It's that night.
Is it that night?
Yeah.
Every conversation's like playing handball against the drapes.
Yeah. Come on. Let's keep going. Let's find somebody
really?
Suitable. Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because I could do like 20 minutes on it. Anne?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, I told this girl something else just so I can talk to you guys. I'm like, God. I told her that I was completely like screwed up and I had to shoot dogs just so I can talk to you.
That's nice. What's going on?
I cannot have an orgasm.
Yeah.
At all.
Ever?
Ever.
Have you tried?
Yeah.
By yourself?
By myself? Well, I can have an orgasm by myself. But it's not as good if it was, you know, with somebody else.
How do you know?
Because, I mean...
Ask Adam, he's an ex.
It's got to be better.
Oh, yeah, see, you don't know.
Are you telling me that it's not?
How many guys you been with?
Eight.
Eight guys.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a weekend. Mm-hmm. And have they performed oral sex on you?
Yeah, I've been with a girl, I've been with a guy I cared about, I've been with a guy with a big penis, I've been with...
So you did try being with a guy you cared about once?
Yeah, and I thought
that's
it was
no good. All right, well,
thing,
all right, but... check that off the list.
So,
hey, Ann.
Yeah.
Well, let's get away from the orgasm for a second. What's up with you?
What do you mean? What's up with me?
Hey, you sound a little getting a little energy off
of
you.
Yeah.
Well, I've been sitting here and I'm almost falling asleep, and you guys are finally talking to me because I kind of like woke up here.
Yeah. Where's your dad?
My dad is in his room sleeping.
In Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And is he a good guy?
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, he is. He hasn't done anything to me, so.
All right.
Somebody else?
Like, talk to you?
What do you mean?
Does he pay attention to you?
Yeah.
He's all right?
Mm-hmm.
What's he do?
For a living.
For a living? Works some company, I don't know.
Okay.
Very close with him, aren't you? You can see that. Yeah, oh, sure.
I'm more close to my dad than my mom.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Now, I can tell you, though, right now, I'll excuse it, because as I've said a million times, I've never had a girlfriend who's known what their dad did. Believe me, your daughter has no idea what you do. And the worst are the dads who are in the military. These guys have, like,
my dad was in the military.
Yeah, these guys have Purple Hearts, and they're decorated veterans. And, like, I think he worked on a laundry ship or something. Turns out the guy was in the Marines, and he was the head of a tank battalion or something that was rolled on Omaha Beach. But they have, like, zero idea. Okay, so what about your mom?
Oh, my mom doesn't pay attention to me. She tries, but...
What, she's too drunk?
No, most definitely not. My dad takes, like, 6 months to finish up a six-pack of, like, Corona. Okay. Neither of them drink at all, barely.
Lightweight.
What's the problem with mom? What's wrong with your relationship with mom?
You know, we both try, but it just doesn't work.
How come?
Nobody knows. That's the problem.
Huh.
Okay. Well, all I'm saying is, Anne, you're 17 years old. You sound like kind of burnt out and disillusioned with life and stuff. And
how am I disillusioned with life?
Well, you're saying, I tried a guy, you know, who cared. That didn't work. I tried a guy with a big penis. That didn't work. I tried a girl. That didn't work.
Well, I'm not trying to fall in love here. I'm just trying to have some good sex. I mean...
Yeah,
why not?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you're a 17-year-old girl. You're in high school. And most high school girls want to find a guy and fall in love.
Most.
Yeah, most. I mean, and then have their orgasm with that guy.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
I did fall in love with a guy. I mean, we were in a loving relationship. We were in love.
And what happened?
Sex. It was good, but it wasn't good enough. It was just, I mean, we both tried really hard, but it didn't work.
How'd the relationship end?
He had to move out of town.
To a new prison?
Hmm.
No. All right, Ann?
I don't know if it was a new prison. All I know is he left, so.
I see. Okay. There's no easy answer here.
Yeah.
You, there's no technique. We're going to give you over the phone.
Ann is so pissed off.
Yeah, why are you so angry,
I'm not
Ann?
Pissed off. It's just really funny.
What's so funny?
That you can't tell me something like that over the phone.
Well, if you were standing in the same room, I wouldn't be able to tell you either.
Okay.
Okay.
And you don't even realize how angry you are.
I'm not angry. I swear I'm not angry.
No, you do. I do get that strong vibe from
very
you.
Very strong.
So it's true.
I'm just a negative person, and you're just taking it the wrong way. I'm not angry, though.
And?
All right, negative person. I'll take
yeah,
that.
We'll take. We'll use that same. It's the same thing. There's an aggression, a hostility. It's all negative. Yes, very negative.
Well, I apologize.
But that's you. No really? One loses on that one except you.
Okay.
Because people don't like negativity. It repels them.
What's up? Are you doing all right in school?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, I drink a little too much.
Mm.
But okay. I think I'm just substituting alcohol for the drugs.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as you're using booze as a substitute for drugs.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying.
What drugs were you doing?
A lot of things.
Like what?
Well, I did speed. I did a lot of meth. I did coke. I did, you
wait,
know, the
no, no, no. Now, the parents that we've been talking about.
My parents?
We've been discussing your parents a few minutes ago, right?
Uh-huh.
Those are your biological parents?
My mom is not my dad.
Uh-huh.
Where's your biological dad?
Somewhere in Hawaii or something. I don't know. I've never even met him.
He's an alcoholic or an addict.
Who, my real dad?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, who he is. I don't know anything about him.
All right. Well, that's got to hurt your feelings a little bit, right?
Probably.
That he skipped out on the family that way?
No, it pisses me off because, I mean, he raped my mother. That's how I was conceived. And for some reason, you know, on some level, she likes to blame me for that.
All right, well...
Maybe that's why I use drugs, but...
You use drugs because you're an addict.
Hmm?
But you use drugs because you're an addict.
You think I'm an addict?
Oh, absolutely, but that's
then
only...
I've been doing that all the time.
But that's only part of the story here.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
When do you guys usually, like, air this stuff?
A couple of weeks after the Super Bowl.
After the Super Bowl.
Hey, Ann?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's more going on here is what I'm saying.
A lot more.
And we sense that by talking to you.
You know, I thought I couldn't have an orgasm because I was always depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if that was, like, connected or just...
Were you on antidepressants?
No.
Okay.
Well, depression will adversely affect that kind of function.
And
yeah.
Let me explain something real quick and we got to move on here. As a woman, your brain, it's wired right into your vagina. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
As a man, it turns out my elbow's wired into my penis.
And there's a brain penis bypass.
Don't need my brain. I could be watching home movies of my grandfather's funeral while receiving oral sex, and it would not add 1 second to the session. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
I could be carrying a casket with my family in it and receiving oral sex on a woman who was on a mechanic's creeper rolling in front of me, and I would still be able to orgasm. All right? But as a woman who is conceived from rape, who has a mother who blames her for being born, who has a father who's possibly a substance abuser, who's abandoned the family. There's a lot of issues swirling around here. You yourself are into substance abuse, alcohol. That's the stuff you got to focus on. The orgasm will come when that stuff clears up.
Yes.
You got to get counseling. You got to talk to somebody. You have to work on the anger. You have to work on all those issues. And then you will find your orgasm. Thank you.
Not an angry person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Joe?
Hello.
You're 22.
Hate to see her when she gets angry.
No, we got...
Yeah, we got it.
Listen, Drew and I do this show all night, every night, and we can always get a vibe off of someone, and the fact that we don't see them is a help, because it's just their voice. And we both got the same vibe off of that call. Go ahead, Joe.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, basically, I'm 22, and I've never really had, like, a serious girlfriend. And I guess I'm kind of just really depressed right now.
All right. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I mean, I have, like, I don't know. I guess it's, I mean, it's not like I'm, like, a total loser, you know? I mean.
Right. But if you were a girl, why would you guess that girls haven't been as attracted to you as they should be?
I guess it's just I don't really, like, I mean, I just don't really have any balls sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, it just kind of.
That could be part of it, but what else?
I guess I'm just all, like, a lot of times I'm, like, off my own world, I guess. Like, I'm just kind of, like, zoning out, you know?
So maybe women don't think you're interested in them?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Women don't like a burden. They don't like to take care of someone. They like someone who's sort of available to take care of them.
Well, they like to fix up guys, but not take care of them.
They can fix them, and they can sort of take care of their at their whim, but to really take on a burden.
Yeah.
It's not sort of up there. You know, usually like that kind of thing.
Hey, Joe, maybe you're not presenting an attractive package of somebody who people want to spend time with.
Right.
I mean, wouldn't Joe be the opposite of the guy that women always describe as being funny? And how humor is something they really respond to?
They just say that to make themselves sound mature. It's really... Women, I'll tell you what women like. They like a nice, deep, cleft chin and a tight ass. Those are the two top things. Yeah, I mean, you know, here's... All right, hold on a second. Every time I read a centerfold on Playboy, here's what it says. What's a girl like? She likes guys who aren't... What are turnoffs? Turnoffs? Mean people. Mean people and smokers. What are turn-ons? Guys with a sense of humor. Guys with a personality, all right? Then you see her on Entertainment Tonight with her boyfriend, Serge. The guy wears a leather vest with no shirt underneath it and shaves.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time in a tan salon and speaks some English because he's from Brazil. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What kind of sense of humor do you figure Serge has with his hair down to his ass, a couple of earrings, and a guy who never leaves the gym? Is that a great sense of humor? No. Does she really care about a sense of humor? Maybe she cares about a sense of irony. That could really be it. Joe?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. So listen, how about you go to a psychiatrist and see about getting on some meds or something like that?
How about that?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing that. Like, I just decided, I mean, like, when I, like, talk to girls, like kind of like one-on-one, they're like, you know, wow, you have pretty good personality, you know. And I know they're not just, you know, just saying that to me. But, I mean, I have been going to psychologists, actually, for, like, 6 months now.
Oh, good. All right. Well, yeah. You're doing something about it. That's good.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
You'll be all right.
You know, this may not be your time.
Yeah.
I mean, with the ladies.
I wouldn't be surprised if we talked to Adam Carolla at the age of 22 if he wouldn't have sounded like Joe.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I guarantee I got less tail than you did.
But you also were depressed.
At 22.
And probably you spoke English less well than Joe does.
Joe, you may not be getting any tail, but I got negative tail. meaning if I did get laid, I owed that. You understand? I owed Poontang. See what I'm saying, Joe?
Yeah, well, I've done that once myself.
All right, so listen, here's the point. You're doing your work. It takes work. And some guys have different times. Some guys' time... I remember going to school where the best year a guy ever had with chicks was his ninth grade year. Do you remember those guys?
Yeah.
They weren't getting laid in the 11th grade.
Right.
They're getting tons of chicks in the ninth grade.
Yeah.
I went to high school with guys who didn't get any all the way through high school and somehow blossomed when they were 25 or 31 or whatever it is.
Wow.
Joe's an all right guy. This isn't his time.
Right.
That's all.
Agreed.
All right. But you stick with your therapy and you don't live in this any longer than you have to. Andrew?
Yeah.
You're 21.
Yeah, man, it's impossible to get through to you guys.
Great.
Well, here you are.
All right, my question is mainly for Drew. I was just wondering, see, I started when I was 13, I started smoking pot, right?
Right.
And I tell my friends that the only reason that I did it, I had a good childhood. My dad was, he has problems with his anger, but that really, he didn't get real angry until I was about, you know, about 14, 15. Anyways, I started, you know, smoking pot when I was 13. And the main point is that I tell my friends I did it strictly because I was curious about the drug. And they say that there's a cause and, you know, they think there's a cause and effect for everything. Basically, what I'm getting around to is, can people decide, you know, their own ethics and morals? Do you and Drew, do you think that there's a reason for every single thing that someone does?
Hold on.
What was that?
Who is this, Plato or Socrates? The hell are you talking about, Stoner? Yeah, that's the kind of thoughts you have when you get baked all the time.
Yeah, I know.
As you take a high IQ and you mix it with some good Mexican green bud, and that's what comes out.
Well, soup.
What's your question?
This whole argument started, we heard a girl call in, she was talking about being in pornography, and I was saying that, you know, I thought it was possible from someone to come from a good home, you know, where their parents, you know, supported them, you know, and they had good values, and for them to choose themselves, that they can decide their own values.
It's possible, but it doesn't happen.
It's possible.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen.
It's possible for a guy to come from two loving parents who are empathic and nurture him, and for him to be a mass murderer.
Yeah, it's possible.
It's possible. It just never happens.
And
you understand? Same with pornography.
If you want to know about will, I got a good book for you that teaches about will and emotion, how they interrelate. A book called The Feeling of What Happens by a neurologist. I think his name is... I can't think of his name, but...
John Guccia?
You know, it's like Tomasio, something like that.
I have...
The Feeling of What Happens. You go ahead and read that book, and talks about how thoughts really build from affect states, from emotional states, and emotional states are built on your early experiences.
I want to recommend a book called The Phantom Tollbooth, which is the only book I've read.
Right.
I don't know what it says about feeling, but I know there's a dog called Tock who had a clock in him.
And you'll find that your marijuana stuff too. You'll see how that plays out. I could map it out for you now, but you're not open to that. So
right, but you would say that it's possible for someone with a, you know, perfectly fine upbringing to make the choice themselves that, you know, even though their parents don't support smoking pot or being in pornography, that they can decide their own morals and their own ethics.
Their own morals and their own ethics. Yes, people can decide their own morals and ethics is an intellectual process. But the behaviors that you choose are often outside of your willful choice.
Well, you could have great parents and have the alcohol gene.
And well, I have that too.
And that could predispose you to marijuana addiction.
That's where the marijuana addiction comes from.
Right.
And that's why when you smoke pot, you have an entirely different experience from the pot than someone who doesn't have that gene.
Right.
Because to mere Adam, pot's like not that big a deal.
Oh, how dare you?
No, it's not compared to the addicts. They go, whoa, it's like, wow, this is great.
Yeah. I wish I had that just like 3 days out of the month.
Wouldn't that be nice? But then you'd be obsessing about it all the time.
Yeah, I smoke weed. All I do is eat and lose when I play cards. I can't figure the game out. And I get stoned and play poker, you know?
I'm glad you're playing fish or
yeah, like
war.
I hold the four and give, you know, take the pair of kings and throw them down. It's like playing with a retarded kid. Huh. All right. We will take ourselves a little break. Alicia is waiting on hold for us. She's 18. Whenever her boyfriend goes in deep, she gets sharp pains in her stomach after this.
Loveline will be right back. So get your problems ready. Ready. Ready.
Nice.
That's Anderson's favorite part of the show when I break a little wind in the old Mike Ruski. Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Gore.
Mike Ruski.
That's what I call it when I fart on it.
What was it that Ace Rockola called the yeasty?
The yeasty and the Pegaruski? All right. Begaroo. The yeasty on the Begaroo. Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew over there. Let's, where are we here? Drew over here?
Alyssa, let's go.
There we go. Alyssa?
Yeah.
All right. You're 18.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Basically, the situation is that I've been sexually active for over a year, and for the past few months, whenever my boyfriend penetrates deeply, I get a really sharp pain in my stomach.
Which would be normal.
Okay.
You never had that before?
No. Before it would be pleasurable, and it hurts.
I see. Okay. Well, you ought to, have you had a pelvic exam recently?
No.
Well, you ought to go get one, because there can be inflammations or infections of the cervix or the uterus or even the tubes that you need to know about and have treated.
Okay.
So get it checked out. And that's just a sign that that might be what's going on. It's not a big deal, but it's something to definitely look into, because if it is something that, say, is up in the tube, it could affect your fertility.
Same penis.
Yeah.
Same ass driving it, same everything. Yes?
Yeah, I've only been with one guy. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm pretty adjusted compared to most of your other callers. So.
Hey, why are you calling the show, Alyssa?
Yes.
It was fun to listen to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's miserable when you're here, though.
Yeah, I've heard, like, some of your earlier callers, they were kind of weird. But yeah.
Oh, tonight. Yeah.
Real downer. Oh, thank God, I don't care.
Okay, well, thanks.
All right, Alyssa, take care.
Okay, bye.
Good times, baby. I got to get up at 5 tomorrow morning.
Ooh.
Yeah.
For what?
Radio junket. You know what drives me insane? I tell everyone, I go, listen, and Drew, stop me if I'm way out of line here, but back me up. I mean, just let everyone know I'm not lying. I tell people when it comes to this business, I'll do whatever you want, but I'm not going to do it an hour before I need to do it.
Oh.
I beat people over the head with that. And it makes me come across like a prick. It really does. And they think I'm a prima donna and an a-hole, and they think I'm trying to get out of something. But I always show up, and I always put out. My only request is don't call me until you need me.
Yeah.
And then when you call, I'll be a total pro. But don't call me 2 hours in advance. Anyway, last time we did a radio junket, I said, listen, what time does our first one start? 5:10 in the morning. I said, listen, I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to leave the ringer on my phone, which is very rare for me.
Ooh.
And you call me a minute before we go on the air. That will wake me up. And we'll pick up the phone. And I'll do the interview all day. And you have to do like 18 radio stations.
Yeah.
Fine. Till like 10 in the morning, right?
Right.
Last time I got a call from the Comedy Central publicist.
4:30.
No, 5. To tell me that the first two stations were canceled. And that would be about an hour or so. Or whatever. I'm like,
Did you go off?
I was so out of it. I was like so tired. Yes, I did yell at them. Don't call to tell me you don't need to call. That's all I'm saying.
So. I just remember sitting with you in New York for a 7 p.m. taping of Conan.
Yes.
You and I are sitting there at 3:30 in the afternoon.
That's right.
Oh.
It's important that you stew in your own juices for a long time. It really helps bring out the performance when you sit on your ass for 3 hours before you hit the stage. Mike?
Yeah.
You're 24. What's up?
Yeah, hi. I'd just like to say I listen to you guys a lot.
Thanks.
Used to dig you on MTV, don't have cable, and you're not on the air anyway. So, yeah, anyway.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. my girlfriend, she babysits these two boys. One of them is like 6 or 7, the other one's 11, and they like to put on her clothes.
Yeah. Man, they may just think it's funny.
Yeah.
But it's, they beg her. It's like they come over and it's like, hey, let me put on your clothes. And they won't leave her alone until she does it. And they
mean, take off her current clothes that she's wearing and
no,
put them
in? They rummage her closet and they snag her dresses. They want to try on, you know, everything she owns.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this with like their own free will. It's like they come in and they ask.
Yeah. Do they play sports?
Yeah. One of them was in softball and one was in soccer.
Oh, I was about to say soccer.
Yeah.
That's gay. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Soccer. All right, softball and soccer.
Just wondering what might be up with that.
Listen, it's not the world's most encouraging sign as a parent, but I've heard worse. It doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Because they don't mind her seeing them in women's clothing, but if, like, her brother comes home or I come around, they completely freak out.
Well, see, now that's an interesting point. Think about that, Drew. Them... You know, young kids wanting to play dress up, wanting to cross dress or what have you. It's almost a natural instinct. I don't have any problem with that. I really don't. But freaking out when a guy sees them, that would suggest there's some guilt there or there's some feelings there.
That they know something naughty about it. Well,
yeah. All right.
It's hard to say with any certainty what it means. That's the reality.
Yeah. Let me just say, Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if... one of these kids, like the, what is there, 11-year-old and the 8-year-old?
6-year-old.
6-year-old?
Yeah.
Like the 6-year-old got dressed up in your girlfriend's nice dresses, and then you came home drunk one night, totally loaded.
Please.
And you, like, raped the 6-year-old.
Hey, that's good times, Adam. Nice thought.
And you didn't even know it. Wouldn't that be funny?
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Like, you're like pulled the skirt up and went, yeah, you're going to love this. Right in the cornhole, just like we always do. And the kid was like, no, and you're like, oh, stop with the baby voice. You're getting me hard.
The older one's an altar boy, too.
Well, like, what if you raped him and he was in his altar boy outfit?
Oh, that would be hideous.
Yeah, don't do that. Boy, this guy screwed up.
Boy, Adam, I can see why you would have problems thinking anyone else besides yourself is funny.
James?
Yeah.
You're 21. What's up?
Yeah, okay. Thanks for that visual there. Hey, I'm 21 years old.
All righty. Well, let me just hang on for a second. There's nothing more annoying to me than that little more information than we needed.
Mr. Corolla.
That comment always drives me insane.
That's the way your teacher spoke to you, I'm sure, in high school.
James, no, it's one of those chick things. It's a good-looking chick thing. Like, you're talking about something, and you go, oh, man, I was in the shower. I got my pecker caught in the zip. Little more information than we needed. I hate those guys. I just sat at a table and talked to guys about whacking off for like 2 hours in fecal matter and stuff at dinner.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, Joe?
Good times.
Hello?
Joe, you're 24. Yeah, hold on. James, we'll get back to you in just 1 second. Joe, go ahead.
Adam Carolla, you are great.
This is my kind of guy.
Thank you. I love the Man Show.
Thank you.
And I love your philosophy, and I love it when you go off on a rant.
Oh, all right. Well, I got to limit those, but thank you, Joe.
Dr. Drew,
yeah, Joe.
You do incredible work, and you do have the patience of Job.
Thank you. What's your question tonight?
And he's passionate. Very passionate.
One other thing real quick. The show just sounds entirely too clinical without Anderson being able to play his sound bites. But,
yes, we'll slowly weave that back in.
A couple of weeks ago, my wife was getting over a cold, and she used some Vicks VapoRub in the way that it says on the bottle. She forgot she had the residue on her hands, and as we were going to bed, she reached over and started stroking me, and all of a sudden I was like, whoa, what is that? And she said, oh, my God, I'm sorry, I forgot. Does it burn? And I said, it's pretty intense, but it feels good. So she kept doing that, and eventually we had sex, and it was, like, really, really intense. And I was just wondering if there was, you know, anything
minty fresh
about it.
Yeah, it could burn.
Yeah, but there is that sort of fine line between pleasure and pain.
Yeah, I know.
And that sometimes comes into the bedroom.
Mm.
And what would be wrong with walking that fine line?
Because you could easily cross over and burn either him or her. And I suspect it's more just that...
It is a woman, though. Would that hurt a woman? I mean, I know it could. I know it could.
Course.
But, I mean, are we talking about yeast infection?
Then burn.
I'm talking about... If you use a very moderate amount and a diluted amount, and you introduced it to that area, beside the actual burning, could there be, you know, infection?
Yes, also, as well as burning. But listen, she all had some residual on her hand, just hadn't washed it with soap and water, and it caused burning on him.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you got to work it out.
Yeah.
This is like anything that's good, you know?
I think it's just for him, it's just that she did something different.
Okay.
Made it intense.
Mm-hmm. I'd go for a little that. Hey, James?
Yo, what's up?
All right, 21. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm 21 years old, and I cannot get off on oral sex. I've had...
No.
I know.
I knew I didn't like this, James. Yes?
I know. That's why I'm calling. I need help, dude.
Well, yeah.
I've tried, you know, all sorts of things. I have a girlfriend that I really care about, and I've tried all sorts of stuff, and I don't know, you know, it's supposed to be just this great thing, and... I don't know, dude. I'm not getting any satisfaction from it. I wonder, you know, am I doing something wrong or
no?
I don't know.
Do you enjoy it?
I think it's great, but it's just I just can't get an orgasm from it. She'll be going, and it's, you know, everything's
there. There are a lot of guys like this.
Plenty,
yeah,
plenty.
It's a common thing.
Plenty of gay. I mean, plenty
no
of
big
guys.
Deal. No big deal. Doesn't mean anything.
Yes, doesn't mean a homo. Doesn't mean anything.
Is there anything I can do to like?
No. It's really it's fine. It's gay. It's fine. Homo. It's fine. It's queer. Totally normal. Totally flashbacker. Totally. Many homosexual men have this feeling, and it's nothing that you shouldn't be able to work through with your life partner. No, James, it's fine.
So
it's no problem. Now, a lot of guys, I have friends who do this, who are this way. And I go nuts whenever they tell me when I hit them. They drive me insane.
You actually hit them, I know it.
I like the oral sex. I like the thought of it, you know?
Yeah.
I always think, God bless you. God bless you. Look at you. That's beautiful. Taking that kind of time, you know? Hey, but James, not your thing? That's fine. You like sex, right?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, you like women?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's fine. Listen, hey, Drew, what about this? What do you think about this theory?
Yeah.
This James, he really loves sex.
Right.
He really loves intercourse. Mm. And
Can't wait to get to that.
Yeah. No, here's, I have this theory. I have this theory that you have a sort of finite amount of lust.
Yeah.
Like, we all like sex a certain amount, or contact a certain amount. You take a guy like me, it's split down the middle.
Oral sex. Yeah.
Intercourse.
Yeah.
I like them both. But I'm not overwhelmed with either one of them.
Right. You can't be all about one and all about the other equally.
I don't think you can.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of like there's a certain amount, and you could put 25% on your penis and 75% on the vagina.
Yeah.
25% on the mouth, and you know what I'm saying?
There's something to that, yeah.
So I think this guy, James, while he's sort of feeling that he's getting a short shrift here, the reality is he really digs sex, and that'll work for him. That's his. That's God's gift to him, you know, the intercourse. All right, let's see what Christine is doing. Hey, Christine.
Yeah.
You're 25. What's up there?
Actually, 26.
Yeah. All right. Let's not ruin it. What's up?
Well, I was calling because I'm not now, but in about 2 years, I'm planning on getting a breast reduction.
All right, that gives us 24 months
of bliss.
Yes,
together.
Maybe your bliss, not mine. But I'm really kind of concerned about it. I mean, obviously, I've never had an operation before, and I want to find out about the probability, the possibility of losing the feeling in my nipples.
What size are you?
Right now, I'm like a double D, a good double D.
Let's get your measurements. What are you?
Well, the reason I want to wait 2 years is
how tall are you, please?
How tall am I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm tall. I'm 6'2"
Holy yes. Yeah. 6'2"
6'2" I measured myself in my physics lab the other day, so I know that's how tall I am. Oh, and actually, she said I was 6'2 3/4", but I know I'm 6'2".
Brainy. Physics.
Yeah,
that's a study of fizz. What do you guys look at, soda? I don't even know what physics is, but I know it's a smart class. 6'3"
Yeah.
Double D, above a double D.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's talk about the rest of you. Hold on a second. I'm picturing like one of the gargantuans.
I mean, like,
I'm
the Incredible Four.
I'm picturing like Shaq right now. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Couldn't be true just to be.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah,
it's here. All right, hold on. Hey, Christine?
I swear to God, I am that tall. I am taller than anybody in my family.
I know, but are you that wide, too?
Yeah, I'm here. I am a big girl.
Oh, big. All right, hold on a second.
Okay.
All right, so we got to take a break.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to my penis, decide whether to masturbate or not. The jury's still out. And then we're going to come back. We'll figure out what to do with those breast ears, all right?
Okay.
Like, photograph them.
No problem.
All right, hold on. We'll be back after this.
Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Loveline. And for all it's Dr. Drew over there. Forget about the phone number. I need an answer to a question. Anderson? Lauren, you guys listening? What?
Why?
Somebody call in and tell me this answer, but I'm going to ask you guys first. What is it called? What is this process called? What is the technique called when you take a shirt that you're going to tie-dye and you, like, paint on it with wax, like love or your name or your initials, and then you put it in the tie-dye solution so that the tie-dye does not take on the wax part and you get your tie-dyed shirt with, like, a print with printing on it?
Dude, we're way too young.
It's called something, and I can't think of what it's called. Drew is... You know what my life is, the hell that is my life? I always have people that are younger than me that claim we don't have no idea who Doug Henning is because we're too young. And then there's Drew, who's 5 years older than me, who has no idea who whoever it is I'm talking about is either. And I can't, then now I'm screwed because the young and the old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's your life.
That's right.
Lauren's yelling puffy pants.
Puffy pants?
Puffy paints.
No.
Nah.
What is this called? If someone is listening, Lauren, if somebody knows the name of this, it's a name. It's like, it's not decoupage, but it's something like that. All right. Christine?
It's called batik.
to batik.
Batik.
When they drip the wax on there.
Right, right. Thank you.
No problem.
All right, you guys feel stupid? She didn't even call in to give this answer.
She's 26, too.
No, okay, what's the average age? How old are you?
They made me lie. 28. I'm sorry.
28.
I'm 33.
33.
And I used to, my mother was the chairman of an art thing in my town when I grew up, so I know a lot about it.
What are you still doing in school?
Well, I'm a little slow. I've been working on my undergraduate degree for like 15 years. And I'm going to finish. I'm working full-time. I go to school at night.
It's called boutiquing.
Boutique. B-A-T-I-K.
Boutique. It's like French.
Yeah, it's B-A-T-I-K. I think that's
boutique. So, you're 6'3". How much do you weigh?
a lot.
Well, that's just for fun. Come on.
All right, I'll tell you, but... Okay.
I don't lie.
I weigh like 250.
All right, 6'3", 250. Jeez, I wish I was that side when I played football. I know, and I can't. You're off the chart. And radio math would be 7'2", 400 pounds.
I'm actually, a lot of people say I'm pretty, but I know that right now I'm really heavy. I mean, I haven't been this heavy in the last couple of years, I've gained weight.
Okay. Do your breasts go down when you lose the weight?
Well, they've always been big, even when I was really young. So, yeah, no. They will go down some, but... That's why I don't want to get it done for a couple years.
You want to lose the weight first.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, many women have this process done. Some have the claim they lose a little sensation. Some don't. I don't know. Go, talk to a reputable
surgeon
and see what he has to do. I mean, talk to, get his referrals.
What about breastfeeding? If I were to have kids, I don't know that I'm going to, but...
I believe you can continue breastfeeding.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They wouldn't do it if that was the case.
Well,
in women that were sort of pre-childbearing years or of childbearing years.
Is that true, Dr. Drew?
I believe that's true.
Well, listen, you're talking to the guy who doesn't know anything.
Sorry,
over here.
Not that I don't trust you, Adam. I think you're right.
No, Drew is the world's smartest idiot. Oh, my God. I could fit what he knows into a thimble. Listen.
I trust you when it comes to learning how to be like a better flirt or something.
I know. Why do... Okay, forget it. I'm punished for knowing everything. That's right. The rantings of a madman. Thank you for knowing about the boutiquing.
Batik.
It didn't take me. I thought it was going to take all night and part of Sunday. This is very satisfying for me.
Thanks, Christine.
Listen.
You're welcome.
Listen. Drop.
I love you guys.
We love you. Now drop that weight. Come on. It's for your health too.
And then I'll move out there and marry you. Okay,
yes. You never see any giants past the age of like 45 years old.
Remember we ate at the train station in Ann Arbor?
Yeah.
Train goes right by.
Yeah. It was a good night. It was a good meal. We went out there with a bunch of people, right?
No, it was just us because we were at Eastern Michigan or something.
Well, we went to another like train station another time with some people.
Probably.
Right by the old Trestle Bridge?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that was by the river.
Right. Yeah. Aaron?
Hey.
You're 20. What's up?
Hey, I get really wet, like, during the day when I'm, doing normal things. And when I have sex with my boyfriend, it's, like, so wet that he can't even feel anything.
Mm-mm.
And I'm wondering what can I do or if that's a problem.
Is it a problem for him?
No, he likes it.
Is it a problem for you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm wet all the time, like, during the day.
Wear a pad.
Excuse me?
You just wear a pad, right?
Oh, I can't stand those.
Why? What's the big deal?
Oh, Adam, if you had to wear a pad for 3 minutes.
Listen,
if you had to change a pad just once, you'd never wear it.
First off, how dare you and how dare you? Now, if I had to wear a tampon, I would be pissed off. Pad, you just stuff in your pants.
Think about you with a tampon. You'd have like 12 of them packed in there before you realized it was time to change.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, what do you mean? I figure I'd be using the same one for 6 months. What are you talking about? I rinsed it out, hung it outside, hung it off the car antenna, dried out real good.
Nice.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to use a pad. I mean, there's really nothing you can do to shut yourself down.
But is it normal?
It's usually considered sort of a good thing.
Yeah, some people are this way. We've heard it a bunch. Hey, what about taking something that dries her up a little bit?
I don't think there is anything, really.
Well, let me ask you this, Drew. There are medications.
I mean, they can dehydrate her, but that's not a good thing.
For instance, there's a medication you would take if you wet your bed.
Yeah, there's nothing like that for this.
Is it not connected at all?
Not connected at all.
That is not excess fluid or has anything to do with the hydration system of the body?
No. The medicines you take with the peeing at night is something that just shuts your kidneys down from producing the fluid.
There's nothing else that dehydrates you.
There are things that dehydrate you, but they're very unhealthy for you to be dehydrated all the time.
Well, what about booze? That dehydrates you. Sue?
Mm-hmm.
You're 23.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, basically, I've been engaged for 4 years now. I have great sex with my fiancé. But basically, he wants anal sex. And every time I try it, it hurts way too bad.
That would be normal. But, did you say you've been engaged for 4 years?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Well, I'm not ready.
Well, yeah.
I'm in no hurry. I'm 23.
Yeah, well, not with the sodomy king. Senior a-hole over there. Yeah.
My question is, girls that I work with, you know, I guess the environment that I work in, it's just common to talk about sex, kind of. And
you work in an anal-friendly environment.
No, I'm an exotic dancer, so the dressing room is kind of...
Oh, boy.
You know, talk about it, a little bit of everything. But there are certain girls there that just kind of talk about it. They actually enjoy it.
Yeah.
And you don't. That's fine.
Is there anything you can do or use or try or...
Well, you rub some coke on your sphincter. Get yourself juiced up pretty good.
I mean, really.
Take a sitz bath. Listen, hey, Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we talked to someone last week who had some tearing down there and may not be right again.
May have to have a colostomy.
It's like 19, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is not something you enjoy. It hurts you.
Don't do it.
That's fine, all right? You don't have to be everything to every guy. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you take the pressure off yourself? Stop worrying about being so alluring to men all the time. Just relax. This guy loves you. He loves you. Not because he's doing you in the can. All right?
Okay.
All right, screwball.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back.
Yep. Well, there you have it. Another fabulous week of Loveline. I'm so tired. I can't believe I can get up at 5 in the morning. I'm you know what one of my best qualities is? One of the things I'm most proficient at, being pre-miserable. I'm pre-miserable for tomorrow.
That's kind of, most people just call that whiny.
Oh, that
Jennifer Blanc from Dark Angel up here next. Anderson Cooper from The Mole.
I'm miserable right now, and
I know.
It's not 5 a.m. You understand?
Be real coming
I'll
in next week.
I'll go to bed miserable.
You're making me miserable just hearing about
Be
it.
Be real is going to be in. Jeremy McGrath's coming in.
Some point.
What?
Mm.
What? What? How dare... What? Don't make me get on the phone. Is it really? That's... No.
All right.
Will not do.
Okay.
All right, Jeremy McGrath, I'll get him in here if I have to drag him in kicking and screaming. So, I want to thank Lauren for doing a great job. Look at the little kitten. Look at her. Look at her.
Hey, we're going to lose our satellite connection here in a second.
All
Let's
night
go.
Long. Loving her. Loving her. Producer Ann doing a fantabulous job as per usual, balancing the motherhood and the producing. And of course, the man who's, he's really been
silenced.
Demoted down to private over here, but you know, just his presence alone is powerful, very powerful on the show.
Powerful and passionate.
Engineer Anderson. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.